What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
Hello, neighbors. It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, April 24th, being brought to you by Bojangles. Thank you, Bojangles, for being our food sponsor for our celebrity basketball game. Make sure that you join us this Saturday at Bray Boy Gymnasium on the campus of Johnson C. Smith University for your chance to win Bojangles for a year. All you got to do is make the half court shot. Stop by any DTLR location or log on to power98fm.com to get your tickets now because they're almost sold out. All right. Offset's criminal past is coming back to haunt him. The Migos member faces a felony charge for possession of a firearm as a convicted felon, misdemeanor charges for a marijuana possession, and improper lane switching for his July 2018 arrest, and he could be facing jail time. Offset has pleaded not guilty in this case. Jay-Z is using his Sean Carter Foundation to help kids visit HBCUs. The rapper and businessman teamed up with Toyota to bring high school students from over 125 New York and New Jersey schools on a week-long trip, and they're going to be visiting 11 HBCUs from Washington, D.C. all the way down to Georgia. The tour kicks off this week at Howard University. Diddy and his children take the cover of Essence magazine for their mother's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Issue. The family talks about how they're learning to cope without Kim Porter. Diddy says, I jumped into mommy mode as soon as he found out about her death. He said, I sent people in every direction trying to make sure that the kids wouldn't hear about it on social media or the news. He even went so far as to disconnect one of his children's phone so that they wouldn't be able to read about Kim's death on social media. DJ Paul is suing Travis Scott over his song No Bystanders. The 3-6 Mafia member claims that the hook on Travis's song is identical to his 1997 hit Tear the Club Up. Paul is asking for $20 million, the amount that he thinks Travis's song has made from its profits. It looks like NeNe Leakes will be returning to The Real Housewives of Atlanta next season with a bigger check in hand. For season 12, The Real Housewife of Atlanta OG will earn $2.8 million, making her the highest housewife of the Bravo franchise. Happy birthday to Kalani and Cedric the Entertainer. I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.